Welcome to the Toronto Indie Scene, your front row seat and backstage pass to Toronto's emerging music scene. Ryan Watson of Sam the Record Man will be joining us later, but we have Psychotic Four here, we've got Chameleon Eyes here to announce a show they're doing. Right now, Chameleon Eyes is setting up.
We're Chameleon Eyes. This is Goodbye Richie. We want to thank Joe Chisholm and everybody here at IndieCan. You're listening to Chameleon Eyes. Enjoy the show. I was away when she called, caught like a snake in a fall. I couldn't read her mind. She wouldn't leave on time. Now I'm losing control of my time. I'm blind to the sign that I find. And I'm drowning my pain, remaining the same.
Hello, everyone. Say hi to our listeners, everyone.
Hey, hi.
This is Radio History. I think probably the largest crowd we've had crammed around microphones at IndyCan Radio. We started off with, what was that? Something Richie. What was that song?
Goodbye.
That was
really Goodbye, hot. Goodbye Richie.
Goodbye Richie.
We
hot
had a,
song.
We had a goldfish. His name was, well, he was a black moor, like that type of fish. And we named him Richie. Like Richie Blackmore, you know?
Oh, like the guitar player.
From Deep Purple.
Okay.
And then he died, so I wrote a song about it because it was really sad. Goodbye, Richie. You know?
Maybe Deep Purple will be covering now that he's not playing with the band.
It works on many levels for anybody who's departed.
So why don't you tell our listeners why everybody's here? There's a big show coming up, right? December 1st. We've got on one bill, we've got Chameleon Eye, Psychotic Four, My Darkest Days, and Ivy Mike, right?
That's right.
And it's at?
Riley's, just down the street.
Riley's Pub.
Yeah, 340 Young Street, next to Young and Dundas. Yeah, third floor, Riley's.
December 1st, good way to start the holiday season.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be the best show of the year. Come on down.
It's the best show of all time.
Well, this is their first all-ages show. Well, probably this year for sure in Toronto, right?
It's our first all-ages show. It's our 400th show in Toronto. But it's definitely our first show.
This month. It's our first all-ages show.
Now, let's hear it for Psychotic Four. You were playing in St. Sever last night, right?
Yeah.
You know it.
Correct.
And here you are.
Well, trying
Toronto.
To.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that gig. What happened or didn't happen?
Well,
electricity didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, we got it was already awkward. It was kind of like a restaurant bar. People were eating onion rings and, like, you know, we get up with makeup and long hair playing, you know, metal rock. So we're playing, we're getting real into it, and then all of a sudden it's like, and it was like dead silence. And I thought these guys screwed up, but it was we blew a fuse or something. The breaker went off.
We stripped the breaker.
We yeah.
And then the town was so small, we took all the power from the hospital.
And then afterwards, they had an air guitar competition to our music.
Using skis?
Yeah, using skis.
Well, the guy who wasn't good won. I don't get it. That doesn't make sense to me.
Let's get back to some more music. What's your second song going to be here, Chameleon Eyes?
I Want It Now.
Yeah, I Want It Now. It's sort of like... I'm old, right? So, you know, like, old enough to remember Kurt Cobain and the grunge scene and the day he died and all that. So this song is kind of a crossover from that grunge era. It's supposed to have the energy of sort of Nirvana or Soundgarden, and then in the middle there's a surprise. So
it's my favorite part of this favorite song. Because
it was kind of an accident
breakdown in the middle.
We just started jamming it one day and we really liked it and I was like, we can't have that in a rock song. People aren't gonna like that. And then everybody looked at me and was like, why not? And I'm like, yeah, why not? Let's just keep it in there. Like, why not throw a reggae part in the middle of a grunge tune?
I Want It Now. I want it now. I want it easy. I want everyone to look me in the eye, see it's alive. I want it now. I want it easy. I want everyone to look me in the eye. If you don't listen, then you can't love. 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 I'm back again. I want it now. I want it easy. I want everyone to look me in the eyes, see it's alive. I want it now. If you don't listen, then you can't love. If you don't listen, then you can't love. If you don't listen, then you can't love. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Now, Music Plus is giving you some love, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they've been great to us.
They've been very good to us.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, you've beat out a bunch of the big label artists in terms of, you know, crowd response.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, we beat out oh no, 50
Cent.
We beat out 50 Cent, Britney Spears.
Panic at the Disco.
What's her name?
Rihanna.
Sam Roberts.
Dashboard Confessional.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we beat all those bands out. They love us at Music Plus. They gave us, they let us play three songs live there, and they actually let Jimmy blow fire there, which was pretty cool. It took a little convincing, but
yeah, it was pretty cool.
You know, after the show, he blew some fire, and cool. They had a party for us. They've been really cool with us.
That's excellent. Now, Chameleon Eyes, you're a little younger in the, you're just putting up your first record now. You're getting ready to go to the studio. Who are you working with, and what can we expect from you?
Yeah, we're gonna be.
Everyone looks at Derek.
I've been in a number of different bands, and finally, this project's the one that feels right. Like, and we've been together. Me and Graham have been doing this for about 2 years now. And
represent,
and Priscilla and Steve joined the lineup about 6 months ago, and it's really kind of funny how it happened because Priscilla's my ex-girlfriend, and all those years of listening to me play music, I guess, paid off because I found out that she was actually a good bass player, even though I'd never heard her play bass before, and we needed a bass player at the time, and
we went through a couple of bass players. One of them's in Ivy Mike, who's opening on the December 1st show. Yep. They're wicked.
Another guy, a friend of ours, Ed Kennington, who's an actor. He was playing bass too, and but it just wasn't the right, like, the heart wasn't there. Everybody, like, no, not everybody had the same commitment and the same style, so everybody left on good terms. But you know, we decided this is the right project and this is the right people to do it, and I approached Ian Blurton from the band Come On, who's worked with a number of great Canadian bands over the years. He's been doing this for 20 years. He's worked with Tricky Woo and the Illuminati and a ton of great Canadian bands, and he listened to us and he agreed to produce us, so we're going to be going in the studio with Ian in the new year. Probably expect a release early spring, maybe. Recording over the winter, probably.
Now let's talk about Steve for a minute. Let's,
Steve is.
So we'll be glad we're not talking about, you know, past relationships here.
That's so juicy.
You're 16 years old, right?
Yes.
What does everyone think of Steve as a guitar player?
Can we stop talking about this? You're embarrassing me.
My penis just shrank.
So, like, who are your influences? Where did you get your sound from? Well, and I've really been trying to avoid using that question for the last 3 months, but in your case, I'm going to bring it back out of the closet.
Okay. Basically, anything 60s, 70s, 80s. I got into, like, you know, some of the grunge stuff meeting him in a guitar shop. Like,
it was ridiculous.
Ago.
I was working at Steve's music, which, yeah, and I always hear people on the guitar floor.
Oh, that's right.
Usually 99% of them are terrible. But
how many Stairway Heavens day?
I don't even get into it. But I heard this guy playing. I thought, geez, man, that must be a session guy. Like, I thought it was probably some guy in his 30s or something.
Yeah.
He's playing Van Halen licks note for note. And I thought, wow, I got to go talk to this guy. Maybe he's somebody I know or somebody, you know. And he's a 16-year-old kid with his dad. And I'm like, dude, you're great. Come to my show. Gave him some comp tickets. Came to my show. And I said, why don't you come jam with us just for fun? And then it just fit. And I was like, this is great.
Well, I've done a lot of cover bands. I was in a Van Halen cover band, like, last year, so I know all that stuff. But as far as, like, my main...
One more time, we're going to put you back to work and play some more, but let's... one more plug for the show. It's Rock and Roll History, December 1st.
Riley's.
Young and Dundas, 340 Young Street.
Yep. The door is at 8 p.m.
Body to the stage.
Hi, it's Ryan from Sam the Record Man, and you're listening to the Toronto Indie Scene.
We'll be right back. things I say can't take this pain away. And all that I do, I can't forget you. With every single day, this pain will go away. And everything I do, I can't forget you. All the things I say can't take this pain away. And all that I do, I can't forget you. With every single day, this pain will go away. And everything I do, I can't forget you. Every time you try to tell me get the fuck away, if you never leave I can't forget you. Every word we say between us has to turn to hate, if you never leave I can't forget you. And every single day pain won't go away, I can't forget you. Every time you try to keep me here or run away, if you never leave I can't forget you. Can't forget you. All the pills I take, they kill me more each day. Cause all that I do, I can't forget you. If only I could change and you just stayed the same. Cause all that I do, I can't forget you. These pictures will not fade, I tore them up today. Don't want them in my room, I can't forget you. Every time you try to tell me get the fuck away, if you never leave I can't forget you. Every word we say between us has to turn to hate, if you never leave I can't forget you. And every single day pain won't go away, I can't forget you. Every time you try to keep me here or run away, if you never leave I can't forget you. Things I say can't take this pain away, and all that I do, I can't forget you. With every single day, this pain will go away, and everything I do, I can't forget you. These pictures will not fade, I tore them up today. I don't want them in my room, I can't forget you. Every time you try to tell me get the fuck away, if you never leave I can't forget you. Every word we say between us has to turn to hate, if you never leave I can't forget you. And every single day pain won't go away, I can't forget you. Every time you try to keep me here or run away, if you never leave I can't forget you. Can't forget you.
That was My Darkest Days with Can't Forget You. The third of four of the bands that will be on the Riley's Pub December 1st showcase, doors opening at 8 o'clock. Before that, we heard the Audrey's, a True North band, and the song was Oh Honey. If you thought you heard something familiar in there, that drum beat, it certainly reminds me of Led Zeppelin IV's When the Levee Breaks, which is actually a Willie Dixon song. So that's got some history to it. Before that, we opened up with Dearly Beloved. Dearly Beloved will be in the studio very soon, and I'm looking forward to that. They're on the road now. If you live in Northern Ontario or the Prairie Provinces, check out their website. You're going to have an opportunity to see them, and I highly recommend it. Now, again, on December 1st, Riley's, we were talking about that earlier. I've got a couple of tickets. It's an all-ages event, so anyone can enter. Just email me, info@indycan.com. Put in the subject, I want to win, and you'll be entered in the contest. It's just that simple, and I'll contact you by email if you win. Okay, let's actually hear from Psychotic Four. Get your hairspray, get the 80s hair going, borrow your sister's makeup. This is Psychotic Four, the title track from their album Lightning.
Diamond Dean, I'm from Psychotic Four, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Let's all go to the restaurant. What do you want? What do you want? Let's all go to the restaurant. What do you want? What do you want? Is this the town we are communicating, or is this the town it was always meant to be? I don't have any to some people.
Oh no!
So why don't we go to Mexico? What do you want?
of a memory that's lost the will to change. Someone else puts their arms around me and it feels so strange. So hard without you. So hard without you. Seasons come and they will go, but memories remain. I wish that I could think about you only as a name. Times will come and all I know, these endless needs of rain. I'll close my eyes and hold on tight and dream of you. Whoa. Read about you and I, the story told of the rings of gold and the hearts of fire. And as the pages turned in the story of our lives, forever after came and went when you said goodbye. So hard without you. So hard without you. Seasons come and they will go, but memories remain. I wish that I could think about is a name. Times will come and all I know, these endless days of rain. I'll close my eyes and hold on tight and dream of you. Whoa, yeah.
That was Trinity Road. The song was Seasons. I'm going to talk about them a little bit. They're involved in a big fundraiser event, which we're going to chat about in a minute. Before that was Mongoose from the full-length CD White Plastic Deer. Mongoose is a band I saw when I was in Vancouver. I loved that showcase. It included some great bands. The Manvilles were there, and the Smears were there. What a high-energy band they are. It just doesn't do them justice. But going with the classic punk theme, What Do You Want to Eat?, we heard the song Let's All Go to the Restaurant. It's an amazing album. I mean, there's something like 16 songs, and it's, you know, barely 30 minutes long. I mean, they really know how to say what they have to say. Now, back to Trinity Road. December 1st, we already mentioned there's an all-ages show at the Opera House on December 1st. Joel Lightman, Trinity Road, 6 Feet Deep, Dee Deirdler are putting on a benefit show at the Opera House, $10 a ticket for World AIDS Day. You can go to ticketweb.ca to pick up your tickets for there. So you're kind of committed. You've got to do something December 1st. If you're not at the Riley's all-ages show, you should certainly be there for this very worthy cause. Let's show that indie fans care, and let's get out in droves. Okay, we got to get ready for Ryan Watson from Sam the Record Man. Ryan Watson, thanks for coming on to IndieCan. In fact, we've been looking forward to talking to you for a long time.
My pleasure.
Yeah, well, we really consider Sam's a big supporter of independent music in Toronto.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a Toronto landmark. And, you know, it just, you can't think of the Toronto music scene and not think of Sam the Record Man.
Right, right.
Now, you are responsible for the indie music that gets sold in the downtown stores and
right,
the Record Man.
Right.
So indie artists who are do it yourself and, you know, press a bunch of CDs, they come and talk to you. Should they talk to you before they even go to record, or do you need to really have a look at the finished product before you tell them whether you can work with them or not?
Not necessarily. We take things on faith. They're not based on my aesthetic judgment.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it is a professionally pressed CD, as long as it wasn't burned on a CDR at home, you know, it looks like it's come from a regular distributor. That's our first requirement. Second is if they have a distributor, it's up to another buyer to get it in.
Right.
They can take things from the vendor themselves or from like we call the vendor's agent, which is like either their manager or someone working on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wanted to mention IndiePool. I take CDs from IndiePool.
Okay.
Which is a distributor, but for indie artists that don't have a distributor that we buy from.
Yeah, because they deal with only do-it-yourself indie
That's
artists,
right.
right?
Yeah.
So, like, do they just send you a bunch of stuff, or and you just take what they give you, or do you say, what we're really looking for is more rock stuff, or we want more punk stuff, or we want more root stuff?
Is that IndiePool you're speaking
of? Yeah, when you're dealing with IndiePool.
No, I usually ask for, like, if I've heard of an artist on their new release sheets,
mm-hmm.
or we've been getting questions or requests for them, I'll order product that way. Otherwise, if an artist comes in and wants to consign,
yeah.
and I ask them if they are with IndiePool and they say yes, well, then I can, then I'll order from them that
right.
way.
Right.
But we're selective about what we order through them because they do distribute so many titles. We couldn't possibly take all of them.
So for rock bands, there might be a naivety that let's just get this done, get it in the stores, and just wait.
Sure.
But that isn't what happens. You have to be actively promoting it and working with someone like Sam's
sure.
or other independent retailers as a partner. And what are the things you see that make indie artists successful, assuming they all have the same level of, you know, marketability?
Okay.
What makes one band stand out and sell better than another?
Well, probably the quality of their material, for one. I mean, writing good songs and performing them well can take you a long way. Other than that, being really assertive, almost aggressive with your promotion, maybe even like inventive little gimmicks, like, you know, stickers, or like I was mentioning Ryan Luchuk's idea about
right.
having his own gum and giving it away with his CDs. Things like that can help. You know, posters, merch, things like that. But just playing live, putting on a really good live show, generating word of mouth that way, that's probably the number one way of promoting your CD.
Now, you will actually, in some cases, invite indie bands to do a CD release at your store, where they'll perform at the store. Dearly Beloved performed there fairly recently, right?
Yeah.
Do you get involved in that, or is there someone else who organizes those things? How does that all happen?
It's usually our marketing guy, whose name is John Fillion, who mm-hmm. deals with all the in-stores. You know, if an artist wants to do something like that, I will pass their contact info to John.
Right.
He takes care of that side.
To a outfit like Sam's, mm-hmm. do they have a real affinity with independent artists because they're an independent retailer, or is it just purely business?
Well, it's more goodwill because we're not making a lot of money on these indie titles. Our percentage is only 20%. Mm-hmm. The artist takes 80% for every sale they make. Also, Sam's is the only large retailer downtown which will accept consignments.
Yeah.
HMV and other shops won't. If you bring a CD you want to consign in off the street, they won't accept it. Only through Indiepool.
Right.
There are some smaller shops like Rotate. I believe they're pretty picky about what they take.
Yeah.
Consignment wise. And Sonic Boom at Bloor and Bathurst, they'll take consignments as well. But we have the largest consignment catalog in the country, I believe. It's 500 plus artists and probably 1,200 to 1,500 titles. So
that is remarkable.
Yeah. And it is mostly for the goodwill because we aren't making a lot of money per sale on each indie CD that sells. But, mm-hmm. you know, people appreciate what we do for indie artists that other stores just either they can't bother or they just won't bother. People come in and ask me for recommendations all the time. You know, I'll bring them to the Indie Rack, show them what's new. There's a listening station there.
Is a listening station. It doesn't always work 100%.
Oh, it's working now.
Excellent.
I just fixed it yesterday morning.
Yeah, so. Ladies and gentlemen, go to Sam's now while things are still, you know, tickety-boo, because that is great. You can actually, you know, just, you've got a whole rack of different CDs there, and you can listen to samples from each of them.
Sure, yeah.
And there's no one hoarding over you. Are you going to buy something? Are you going to buy something? But, I mean, why not, right? For 10, 20 bucks, you know, pick up some brand new music.
Sure,
you know, something right in your sweet spot.
Yeah.
There's always something to find. What about your compilation CDs? Because, again, is that really a goodwill thing to give artists more exposure?
Definitely.
Or is that a marketing ploy on your part? Because
well, it draws it's people both. In? We're selling it for cost, so there's no profit either for the shop or the artist.
Right.
But we do it because it's a way of generating interest in, you know, the independent section we have, both for our store and for the artists who make up the section.
Yeah.
And this year we did a jazz sampler. Mm-hmm. We usually alternate every other year. This year is the jazz sampler. Next year will be the pop and rock one.
Right.
So
I have the 2005 one.
Right.
I did. I don't know if I still have that CD, but it was deep in quality music.
Right, right.
It was really interesting.
And it's also a good tool if someone's interested in maybe a couple artists or even one. They'll hear 16 other artists who are in the same boat.
Yeah.
And it's $5.99. Usually we try to keep it as low as possible.
Now, do artists campaign to get on that, or is that something that behind closed doors, you know, left to your own devices, you know the kind of feel you want for it, so you just pick things that fit it?
Mostly it's a lottery, actually, because, you know, there are usually more artists who want on the compilation than we can accommodate.
Oh, I'm sure there's over 3,800... artists that call Toronto home, right? If you look under New Music Canada.
Sure.
And like you pack a pile in there's 16 or 18 artists,
right?
But that's not a percent, you know?
Yeah. So we have to go by, you know, name out of a hat kind of selection process. And then, you know, we'll sequence the guy who does the art for the CD, one of our IT guys, he does the sequence, and we all kind of, you know, make suggestions on the running order and just to, you know.
Right.
Just see if it's a smooth flowing set of tracks.
So what'd you bring in for us, Ryan?
A band called Spiral Beach, who are my favorite new young band in Toronto.
We've played a Spiral Beat song. It was months ago.
Yeah.
And then I've been trying to see them forever.
Mm.
You know, I got double booked at North by Northeast.
Right.
And then they played, I think, didn't they play like right beside your store at Dundas Square or something like
that? Yeah,
that
was a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago.
Yeah, and I couldn't be there for that. But
they have a gig December 2nd. I forget who they're opening for, but I think they're on tour with the Hidden Cameras right now mm-hmm. in America.
Yeah.
And once they come back from that, they're playing a show here in town on the 2nd of December. So there's your opportunity right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for the rest of you as well, let's listen to some Spiral Beach. And if you like it, December 2nd, just go to their website. And they're easy enough to find. They've got a MySpace, that's for sure.
Right.
Do you have a favorite song?
I think Matches is a great little pop tune. It's track 2 on the CD.
Okay.
So let's hear Matches.
Matches it is. Thanks for listening to IndieCan, and we'll close the show with Matches by Spiral Beach.
Jump off the fastest train, move your lie in the flames. I get so
That's a bonus track. That's Amy's Arms. I talked to Mr. Rat, part of the duet of that band. He gave me the CD. We chatted a little bit about the music scene, and I look forward to getting this on at my earliest opportunity. Amy's Arms. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Indie Scene, an IndieCan music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.